is Saturday, August 4th, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And as you know, I'm broadcasting from the sunny, warm Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and WoolliesBlog.blogspot.com and ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment, that's just singular, comment, no S, comment at Spingola.email. Please visit the chat room at Spingola.chatango.com. You may view our guest lineup at Spingola.com. And in addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to the guest and his or her subject. I first met today's guest on December 15th, 2010, when we had our very first radio program. Since then, we've had many great conversations, both on the air and otherwise. My guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are Reality Blogger, one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. And you may download his book at strawmanstory.info. He is the producer of The Corporation Nation, Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. He also produced Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization. That was in 2013. You've been at this a long time. And I really appreciate you being on the program. And you've done some subbing for me. And it's just wonderful to talk to you again with you.
You too. Absolutely. We actually met for the first time really face to face, which is kind of an odd thing for most people nowadays. We actually met face to face in what was it, last year, right?
Yes, it was in the fall. It was it October when you had that wedding, or
yeah. So yeah, it's kind of odd when you think about it. You know, you think about when you first met, and there's no actual substance,
right,
if you will, to the meeting, and it's definitely a sign of the times, right?
Yes, and we actually did meet, and it was just wonderful. We had the most wonderful visit. Oh my goodness, that was the highlight of my week, of my. Yeah, my month probably. It's wonderful to see you. And yes, we had a very good visit. So, your article, your recent article, is terrific. I especially liked all of the images. And I think my favorite is when you're psychotic, you're never alone. And you have this guy in a car, and next to him is his imaginary friend. But that was the only one that I actually laughed at, because it just struck me funny.
Oh, yeah.
But the images, I don't know how you found all of them. They're just terrific. And a picture is worth a thousand words. And in this case, you've put together this wonderful, wonderful history of what you were talking about in the beginning of your article. And you can really, when you said that, when you're talking about people who are selling things, there's one commercial on TV. There's a woman, it appears that she's in her kitchen, and she's dressed in just ordinary clothes. And then she goes through the door, and now she's got a white pharmacist's coat on. And she looks totally different, totally, totally different mannerisms. And, well, she's taken on the authority of the white coat, which you talk about in your article. And the one thing you said at the beginning of your article is that these drugs that doctors prescribe are illegal. But in fact, they're immoral, I think. But they are legal because, well, they get away with it, and it's okay with the FDA. And the police department hardly ever put up yellow tape around a doctor's office if they kill somebody or at the hospital. So it's legal to kill people.
There's a certain amount of logic, or probably more natural reasoning, I would say, that people are missing when they go to a doctor. And that is to say, okay, I'm about to go see a guy who you know, it's well known in the industry, especially if you're a nurse or have anything to do with the medical industry, that you know, the nickname for doctors are gods, which is a very real sort of psychological displacement syndrome, I would call it, of doctors who literally do, because they have gone through the syndicalist medical system, which says this is how it is in no way, and only if we say this is how it is, this is how it is. You know, here's a drug to cure a natural, an unnatural thing to cure a natural thing doesn't make much sense. But what really makes my doodle is that we actually go to doctors who have malpractice insurance.
I think they have to in certain states.
They absolutely have to, because they're, you know, the American Medical, the General American JAMA, General American Medical, whatever it is, their study, which was old, was that doctors are the third leading cause of death in the world, which is called iatrogenic death or doctor-caused death and disease, right? So you got the top two causes of death are cancer and heart attack. Number three is just generally doctor-related malpractice, essentially, or giving someone a drug who with a $100 test, they would have found out is not a metabolizer of that particular drug, or, you know, countless, endless, unnecessary surgeries that are very profitable, like hysterectomies and that kind of thing. And so what you have is a situation where, I mean, you are literally going to someone who is insured against harming or killing you. In other words, if he kills you, no sweat off his back. I've got insurance for that. I've got security and safety. If I kill or harm someone, no problem. I pay a lot of money to have insurance that will cover me for that, right? This is murder. This is absolute 100% negligence on the doctor's part, who claims to be an expert and who is purposefully socialized into being a compartmentalized, doctor. In other words, he only knows about this feet, or he only knows he's a podiatrist, or he only knows about this, or he's a general practitioner, which means he really knows not a lot about not anything. You know, it's just the way it's set up is so nuts that a doctor will insist that you see a specialist, which means the specialist only knows his particular area of medicine, kind of like a lawyer. If I go to see a divorce lawyer for, let's say, anything other than divorce, well, then I'm kind of a fool, because that's a specialized attorney that has no idea what the law is regarding anything else. He's specialized. Likewise, a doctor only realizes his particular, you know, most, I hate to generalize, but for the most part, this is the problem. They do become gods of their own specific speciality. And that is why compartmentalization is so damn important in the control of all this, because take vaccines, for instance. No doctor is a vaccine doctor. There is no such thing as a vaccine doctor. And all doctors will necessarily follow the, in a professional setting, will probably follow the setting, hey, yeah, you should get a vaccine. Yet we know Dr. Oz and some of these TV doctors will not vaccinate their children. Now, that brings me to the reason why I wrote this article. Okay, the first thing that happened is I was listening to an interview with Dr. Vera Scheibner on it, and she just happened to...
Oh, she's wonderful, isn't she?
She's great, but she offhandedly mentioned, hey, there's a vaccine insert that says vaccines cause autism. And I contacted her and I said, hey, that just kind of just flew over and nobody said anything about it. What are you talking about? And so the article I put up before this one is paramount to this particular article. It's yes, vaccines have caused SIDS and autism. So you pull up the Tripedia package insert and label, which every vaccine has, and it's supposed to be available to anybody who's getting or getting the vaccine, right? So you can always get this if you're getting the vaccine. And let me read to you what this actually says, because this means that essentially this one package insert means that the debate is now over, that the vaccine manufacturers have now been forced to admit that autism, amongst many other things, is a adverse event or if you will, side effect of vaccines. What does it say? Tripedia, which is only for children. Insert label, this is page 3, right at the end. It says adverse events reported during post-approval, right? So post-approval, that means the FDA or the entire apparatus, the syndicalist organizations that all get together and say, yes, this vaccine is quote-unquote safe. And I got to realize every medicine, every poison, everything that has ever been recalled by the FDA was first approved by it.
Right.
And that alone, when you look at a list of things, the commercials on TV about people suing corporations for the adverse side effects of things that were approved by the FDA, everything that was recalled by the FDA must first have been approved. So this is after approval, post-approval. Then all of a sudden, people start reporting things. And from that, those reports, here's what it says. Here's what they were forced to add into the vaccine insert post-approval. Adverse events reported during post-approval use of Tripedia vaccine include idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, SIDS, as in sudden infant death syndrome, another thing that no one would ever admit. No doctor will ever tell you that a vaccine will cause SIDS, and yet here it is in the vaccine label as a post-approval side effect, or what they call adverse events. Okay, SIDS, folks. Anaphylactic reaction. That's basically an immune response that could be basically anything depending on what the ingredients are. Cellulitis. Autism, convulsion, grand mal convulsion, encephalopathy, hypnotonia, neuropathy. It just goes on. And then it says events where, I don't have my glasses on, I'm sorry, events were included in this list because of the seriousness or frequency of reporting. In other words, a lot of people started reporting that their kids went autistic, had SIDS, or some other, you know, idiopathic type of anaphylactic reaction, right?
But, a lot of people really don't realize that they can report, and they don't know who to report to. These are just the people that did report. What about all the people that were affected but did?
How can you? What do you do when you go to, say, a doctor and you say, look, my child changed physically and mentally after you gave him this shot? And that doctor says, well, vaccines don't cause autism, because that's what they're trained to say. And their little white coats, you know, making their stethoscopes, right, which is what they're always using in advertisements, okay? And that's what we're leading to here. What I'm trying to say is that if, and this is a very popular vaccine for children, if a doctor has told a parent that the Tripedia vaccine, or he has used the term all vaccines, or said that vaccines in an all-inclusive way do not, or in no way, are reported to cause autism, then all of these doctors are liable for causing autism, for not warning the parents, for not giving this information out. They are literally, probably without even knowing it, because they don't do any research, they are lying either through admission or complete ignorance, of which there is no excuse for either, to people, and their children are getting SIDS or autism or some other type of, you know, prionyl disease, which is encephalopathy, mad cow disease for humans, Christoph Jakob's disease and all that, Parkinson's, early onset Alzheimer's. They are saying these things are not caused by vaccines when the vaccine insert and label says they are.
Well, so, you know, the one thing, though, is that when a parent takes their child in to be vaccinated, they don't ever see the package insert, and they never read it. And the package inserts,
not
exactly, they don't read it either. And it's
right,
a very fine print.
And this is what I'm saying. If people have, if you go back, if you have an autistic child, you have any behavioral issues whatsoever that have anything, I mean, there's a lot more than this. And your doctor said this vaccine is safe. He's liable. He's literally, and the difference between this and what we're talking about with the other article is that he's being a pharmaceutical representative right there in your face. He's not on TV. He's not in a magazine saying cigarettes are good for you, heroin is good for you, methamphetamine is good for you, like back in the, you know, roaring 20s, etc. No, no, no. He's right in front of your face wearing that stethoscope and that white coat as if it means anything, and he's saying this thing is safe. And you go, and you look at these commercials, these advertisements, you look at who is selling vaccines. It's not men in suits. It's not corporate officials of pharmaceutical companies. They're not coming to your door and getting your T-shirts and other gifts for selling, for buying their products. No, they're giving that to doctors. And doctors are responsible for selling vaccines. And the point that you were making earlier is that the only way that drug companies can peddle their crap, peddle their poisons, peddle their vaccines, which are proven to be worthless, peddle all these medications, as they call them, which actually are poisons, which is the origin of the word doctor, from witch doctor or poisoner, someone who gives you potions, drugs, which are not natural, man-made stuff, right? So witch doctors, basically. You gotta understand that pharmaceutical companies have no business unless they are approved and doctors push their products. There's no rule that says any doctor has to give any specific medication. They are wined and dined. They're given gifts. For God's sake, there's a law, a very good law. It's even in the Constitution of the United States. It says congressmen can't get gifts from, you know, other countries and stuff. Well, why would doctors get gifts and get wined and dined from pharmaceutical agents? But it's obvious. They're selling poisons. They're getting rid of toxic waste, and they're calling it medicine, and they want that doctor to approve it. And the problem is that those who become doctors never do any kind of research past what their specific profession, which is what they profess they're an expert in, or what their specific speciality, their compartmentalization is. That's our big problem. And the only way this is going to change is not these ridiculous class action lawsuits. You see on TV, you got everything from asbestos poisoning to, you know, I had a IUD that went wrong and you can join a class action lawsuit. Those are set up specifically to get the vaccine manufacturers off the hook. We're going to have to actually start suing individually, because a class action lawsuit is worthless. It's set up to protect those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
You better find your child has autism or any of these types of side effects. You better find out. You better read the label and you better sue that doctor.
Okay, we will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and we are talking about doctors, we're talking about allopathic medicine. And just before we went to the break, you mentioned that we should start suing individual doctors. But if there's an algorithm, insurance companies use it, and the medical industry, the American medical industry, which American Medical Association, AMA, sets a standard where there's certain it's an algorithm where if you have a certain set of symptoms, then you look at the algorithm to see what to prescribe. And if you abide by the standard of care, then you're not.
Yeah, and this is
which is kind of a terrible thing because it protects them.
But realize that that's not what you're going to be suing for. You don't want to fall into their trap, which means you'll go into a vaccine court. No, you want to go to a regular court. You're not suing for. You're not suing because. Well, how do I put this? You're suing for misinformation. You're suing because he lied to you or omitted a fact to you. You're not suing because you're suing because he said this vaccine is safe when in fact and does not cause it autism when in fact it does. Mm-hmm. Right, that's different than saying your vaccine caused autism. I want to sue you. No, you're suing because he misinformed you, and that's a big, big difference. That is malpractice. That your malpractice is not giving a vaccine. Malpractice is saying this vaccine is safe, and yet in the insert it says differently. You see the difference. Why would you go to vaccine court? You're not suing because your child has autism. You're suing because that doctor was responsible. specifically, personally, for misinforming you, that is malpractice.
Ah, okay.
See, we need to stop falling for all these traps. We need to stop using their language as they want us to use it, and we need to get out of that. We need to stop joining class action lawsuits, especially because those, again, are designed to specifically, well, it benefits the lawyers who do them. That's why they do them. It's a scam. We're going to set aside this much money because that's what we have scammed people out of in the first place, and we'll give it back to them. And
right.
by doing so, by getting that cash reward, you're forgiving. You're saying, okay, I've been now paid off. It's like a reparation, right? You've harmed me and my family, and I'm accepting cash as a reward for shutting up. And it's not much, and it's not going to change anything. Nothing changes. Your kid still has autism. In this way, at least, though, you can start changing the system itself. You can change the fact that there's a doctor out there, even one, that is saying vaccines are safe. Because no doctor should be saying vaccines are safe. If this one vaccine says autism is an effect of that cause, which is vaccines, then the debate is over. There can be no doctor that says all vaccines are safe anymore. If they do, they're lying. They are misinforming, and they are responsible for any side effects, because if you knew the side effects, then you'd have your children tested for certain things, whether they can metabolize what their cytochrome P450 and other whatchamacallits, whether you can actually handle the drug, what your blood type is, what this is, how does this, there's so much to look into, but instead they do this one size fits all. Well, it's okay. It's like insurance. It's like any insurance. If you've ever seen Fight Club, there's a really great scene in there where he explains how car insurance works and recalls work. And as long as only a certain amount of people get killed or harmed, and not enough money goes out from the profits that come in, then they leave it alone. They do not recall it. They will not recall something that they know is dangerous and will kill people if not enough people do anything about it. It's time to start using the legal system for what it's for, which is for grievances, for causing the change you want to see. Otherwise, it's just going to go on as it is.
Certainly. Well, I think parents, too, are very misled, and they're never going to ask the doctor, is that vaccine safe? Do you guarantee that it's safe? Because they just automatically assume, like the video that you have included in your article with Jimmy Kimmel. Mm. He just really makes me very upset.
Really, slice his throat. Literally, he deserves to be severely maimed.
Yes, so he does.
I mean, jeez.
Yes, that was pretty terrible. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And our guest is Clint Richardson, and you will want to look at his video or his article at realityblogger.wordpress.com. There is a link on my schedule page to that article, and we just mentioned Jimmy Kimmel and what he said about vaccines. And do we have that link so that we can listen to that? Okay, super duper.
And I want to get serious for a minute, if I could, because I've been hearing a lot of talk lately, and I don't know if this is more prevalent in L.A. than other places, but I feel like it probably is, but there's a small but still sizable group of people who are choosing not to vaccinate their children. Here in L.A., there are schools in which 20% of the students aren't vaccinated because parents here are more scared of gluten than they are of smallpox. And as a result, we now have measles again. We've got measles. I want to say something about that. I don't know if you're one of these anti-vaccine people. You probably aren't going to take medical advice from a talk show host, and I don't expect you to. I wouldn't either. But I would expect you to take medical advice from almost every doctor in the world. So the thing about doctors is they didn't learn about the human body from their friend's Facebook page.
Yeah, because just to be clear here, Jimmy puts on a bunch of doctors, just so we have the visual aspect of this. He puts on a bunch of doctors who apparently are real doctors. They're wearing normal clothes, like dress shoes and stuff, and they've got specifically a stethoscope wrapped around their neck. There's absolutely no reason for them to have a stethoscope around their neck. They're not at work. They're in a studio making a comedy video a propaganda video for vaccines. Absolutely no reason for them to be dressed up as a doctor, except that the uniform, again, is what commands that sort of, the
fictional,
the false authority, the agency, I'll do it because he said. That's what really needs to be said. So you got a bunch of doctors that are going to come up, and he says, well, don't listen to me, listen to doctors, right? But the whole point here is that these doctors are being spokesmodels. Spokesmodels. What was it that Ronald Reagan said in the 1940s? He said, I'm sending Chesterfields to all my friends. That's the merriest Christmas any smoker can have. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Signed, Ronald Reagan, with the spokesmodel that is our future president of the United States. Right? I mean, that's nuts that you would have a spokesmodel be the president of the United States. That aside, you have this guy who promoted cigarettes as an influential actor, which is what, of course, Jimmy Kimmel is. He's an actor. He's a professional liar, right? He's being paid to do this, millions of dollars. And then he gets these arrogant, I don't even know what a word to describe these doctors on there who have no idea what they're pushing. No idea. But they're wearing the stethoscope for no reason other than to say I'm a doctor.
Yes. And yet, we managed, as you indicated in your article, that we lived for thousands of years without vaccines. And we're just fine.
Imagine that. Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to lay the background because it's just so – this thing was so fallacious and ridiculous. It's just amazing.
Age, they went to medical school where they studied all sorts of amazing things like how to magically prevent children from contracting horrible diseases by giving them a little shot. You know those little shots of Botox? Which is botulism, by the way. You get in your face to make your head look smooth and your eyes look crazy. A little shot like that and poof, polio is gone. But some people do not buy into that because they did a Google search and Jenny McCarthy popped up and she had clothes on. So they listened to what she had to say and decided not to vaccinate their kids. Now, and by the way, I want to say, this would all be okay if your kids were the only ones affected. They're your kids, but they're not, because unvaccinated kids put all children in danger, especially babies who are too young to get the vaccination shot. But, of course, that's according to doctors, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. Now, some people are saying kids who aren't vaccinated shouldn't be allowed to go to school or daycare or go to public places. But here's where I think it should go. If you are one of those people who knows more than doctors, that's fine. No vaccinations. But you're not allowed to go to the doctor anymore. Okay? Why would you even want to go to a doctor who knows less than you do? So if you fall and you cut your head open, you will not be admitted to the emergency room. Stay at home, find that sewing kit you stole from the Marriott, and stitch it up yourself, Doc. The doctor will see you never. Oh, by the way, you should also let your kids smoke. Why wouldn't you? The only people who say not to are doctors, and they don't know. So I feel like this is starting to snowball. So we invited some real doctors to address this. Again, these are not actors. These are actual medical professionals. Every one of them is a real doctor. So hear them out and then decide for yourself.
I am a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
And I believe in vaccinations.
And I believe in vaccinations.
If you don't vaccinate your kids, it can endanger their lives.
The potential downsides of vaccinations are almost non-existent.
The cumulative scientific and medical communities are in absolute full agreement
that there is basically no reason not to vaccinate your kids.
No reason.
Which is why I cannot believe we have to make this PSA.
I thought we settled this in the 50s.
Hey, remember that time you got polio? No, you don't, because your parents got you vaccinated.
I did 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school,
and 3 years of pediatric residency.
I had to go to school for 8 years.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about.
But you people still won't listen.
Now I have to use my only day off to talk to you idiots about vaccines?
I want to finish watching Breaking Bad.
I'm only halfway through the second season.
But instead, I've got to come here.
Because you listened to some moron who read a forwarded email.
Perfect. All these people had to set up cameras, lights, sound equipment, so that I could tell you to do something we've been doing for a century. Look at all these people.
This is stupid.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated or lose my number.
Get your kids vaccinated, or these doctors may never find out that Walt dies at the end of Breaking Bad.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Paid for by professionals who know what the hell they're talking about.
Thank you, doctors. I am Jimmy Kimmel. Thanks for watching.
Yikes. Okay. Well, that was pretty awful. Pretty awful. And
someone sent me that after I had already written that other piece on the vaccine insert. And you know, how many fallacies, first of all? How many logical fallacies can you count? How many things you can actually prove are incorrect in that? And the answer to that is like 10 or 12, actually. No vaccines did not cure polio. There is no... It is, in fact, and let me tell you, it is, in fact, illegal for a vaccine manufacturer to say that it can cure anything. It's illegal for a supplement maker to say it can cure anything. Vaccines are not meant to cure a disease. Vaccines are meant as a preventative thing that causes an immune response. In other words, an antibody in the system. It could be one antibody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it did anything. It doesn't mean it cured anything. Because you didn't have the disease in your body in the first place, which is the whole point. You're infecting yourself with a disease, your body's reacting to the disease, and you're getting that's not a cure for anything. So to say that polio vaccine somehow cured polio is to assume that people had polio, then got the vaccine, and were cured. It's a big logical fallacy, a scam. Okay, that's just one. Okay, so vaccines, don't ever think that vaccines have the word cure or heal, or that is not their stated goal or purpose. In fact, it would be illegal to advertise them as such. So right there, I say that, I mean, let's sue Jimmy Kimmel, sue those doctors for lying outright about what vaccines do. We can't allow this kind of stuff anymore to happen, and the only way to do that is to attack the ones that are lying. Can you imagine that if doctors suddenly saw other doctors being sued for lying to people, either through ignorance or through omission, that they would actually start to think, well, maybe I should study this. Maybe I should look at vaccines and see, hey, look, that insert says it causes autism. Maybe I should look into this a little more. Maybe those people out there aren't so crazy at all. Maybe I'm a nut. Maybe Jimmy's right. But I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And if they knew anything about history, well, first of all, the doctors were so arrogant and so profane. They just would have been a turnoff for me,
right.
Just on that basis alone.
But your audience, though, the reaction.
They were. It just shows the stupidity of the people who were clapping and laughing. It just shows their stupidity.
Of his audience, specifically, you know, any audience that's Hollywood based, yeah, definitely. Here's the two things that really bothered me about this. Is why I wrote this article now that we're going to talk about in depth. What did the doctors say? They said, "I believe in vaccines."
Right.
Wait a minute. You believe in? What do you mean? What does that mean? Can you explain that to me? You believe the vaccines, and therefore they work. Therefore, what? What does that mean? To say that you believe in vaccines, that means that you're not actually being a doctor, you're being a religious fanatic.
Right.
Okay, that was number one. But number two, what really just got into my craw was that he used smoking. He said, everybody, you know, who's telling you not to smoke? Who's telling you not to smoke? Doctors are telling you not to smoke. Well, why is that? Because it turns out, if we go to the first set of pictures in our you know, historical compilation of how doctors have always been and always will be the pushers of poisons, the pushers of very, very bad things that are quote unquote legal or by prescription, right? Which means if a doctor has, see, and that's something we have to talk about, because the right or the power, if you think about the power of prescription, that is one of the ultimate powers you can have. That means you have control over the entire legal and illegal drug. You know, that's an amazing power to have. You can prescribe basically anything at that point if you're a doctor, as long as you're allowed to, as long as it hasn't been recalled, etc. Right. So how does government how does government get all its drugs out there that it's farming, that it's guarding all the opium fields in Afghanistan? Well, through doctors. Only doctors can prescribe what government makes illegal. Think about that. Think of the power and the responsibility that entails. And now look at these doctors. Look at these complete buffoons making absolute fools of themselves, saying things that are not true, least of which is that doctors say smoking is bad. When we go and we look at the history of advertising, which is what this article is really about, the first thing I put on here are a bunch of smoking commercials that were in magazines and probably on television. And to be frank, they're unbelievable. I don't know if you read something. You could click on them to enlarge them and actually read the fine.
Oh, I read them all. By the way, there still is an echo. You have your mic plugged in, right? somebody said that one time that you did a program and you forgot to plug in the mic, but
yeah, everything looks good. I don't know what I could have done.
Okay. Yes, that's true.
Well, I apologize.
Okay.
I just got a new system set up, and honestly, nowadays, I don't get a lot of requests for interviews anymore since I really started hitting on the truth of things. And I'm trying to function with. I'll try switching it during the next break and see if I can make it work.
You were talking about smoking cigarettes and that doctors used to recommend all these cigarettes, and your first group of images are all these doctors saying more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, or more scientists and educators smoke Kent with the Micronite filter, and just all these images. And I'm amazed.
Well, how many times? How many times do you hear the term medical science or science proves something, right? This one says medical science now. Medical science offers proof positive that Raleigh cigarettes are they're safer to smoke than the others. You know, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. More doctors smoke Camels. These were all over the place. More scientists and educators smoke Kent with the Micronite filter, right? Makes any cigarette less smoke, less irritating. They actually have this in here. Throat doctors vote Old Gold best for your throat. Dentists vote Old Gold best for throat ease. Throat doctors pick Old Gold to soothe your throat.
Which brings us to the subject of when I smoked for about a year when I was a stupid child, teenager. And the first time that I smoked a cigarette, my body was telling me by the coughing and everything that this was not a good idea. And And just the aftertaste and everything else. And if you've ever been around a smoker, they smell. Their clothes smell. Their breath smells. They stink. That should tell you that this is not a good idea. And so people are listening to authority figures more than they are to their own bodies. And that's problematic.
It's absolutely nuts. It's nuts. And it covers the entire spectrum from vaccines. Now, let's talk about this. They're advertising marijuana.
Yes. Okay. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All right, we are back with our guest today, Clint Richardson, and we are talking about his recent article about the medical industry. And you may read that article at realityblogger.wordpress.com. So, during the break, we were doing a little chatting, so why don't you bring us up to speed on what we were talking about?
What? You know, to me, listening to that audience's response is the most troubling aspect of this whole thing. And I realize this is comedy, but comedy is only, comedy is something that pokes fun at people. Fun is actually a really bad word when you look it up and you understand what it means to have fun at someone's expense, right? So there's a lot of peer pressure going on there. I wonder how many of those people in that audience
were actually peer pressured into supporting what was being said, like many of us are on a daily basis, right? We're just so used to being agentic or submissive in our attitudes towards these things that we've learned not to question the authority figure. And the ridiculousness of, I recommend people actually watch that video to see the ridiculousness of these so-called doctors and the things that they're saying. Again, you know, we were talking over the break about polio, and how many cases of polio were actually given by the polio shot. How many cases of cancer when the monkey, the simian virus or SV40 virus was found, plus all the other viruses, but all these cancer viruses were found and shelved, and you know, all the instances of medicine that have been found to be deadly, which are then made illegal in one country, but in order to reap the profits, they send them to another country. There, right. It's not illegal, right? And that's the whole point I think I'm trying to make here, is that these doctors, they've never been legitimate. They've never been. They come from the notion of what is now portrayed in some of these shows where they try to reenact the old times when there was no anesthetic and it was just these insane asylums where they were doing these horrible surgeries.
Right, lobotomies. Kind of,
right. Exploratory surgery to find out how the body
electrical
works.
Electrical shock therapy, which right. You're still doing, by the way.
And that's the point. That is the source of vaccines from that. The source of vaccines, keep in mind, comes from Jenner. So she said, we've been doing this for over a century. Actually, vaccines have been happening and killing people for many centuries.
Right.
Edward Jenner is famous for basically, and I got some pictures of that on here. He used to take a cow into the streets, and I got pictures of this, right? Into the streets, and actually, they're cartoons because this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He used to scrape the cow to get the cow pus and scrape the bottom of the cow hoof to get the what they used to call cowpox.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would smear, they would cut the human, oftentimes children, and they would smear that pus. And keep in mind that the word virus used to be defined in the old language or old dictionaries as pus. Pus and virus are the same. He used to smear that pus into a cut that he made purposefully on someone, and that was called vaccination.
Ugh.
That's where this comes from, and that's where doctors come from.
We are at the top of the hour. A good time to break for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Oh, Sydney!
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.